The first report there is just the one of the board. And I'll move that report to her, all in favour?
Aye.
Against carried. The second one is a report or an inquiry of local government sustainability. And the recommendation here is that we take advantage of the submission made by Country Mayors Association and local government in South Wales. That's the recommendation there from the GM. I'd like to move that way.
Yeah.
Councillor Babbage, Councillor Pearce. I'll put that on, those in favour?
Aye.
Against carried. The third one is the NDIS Advisory Board, which is one of the recommendations that we do form an advisory board with hopefully three councillors. Well, it says representing council funds, so I think three is a considerable number. Councillors, I'd like to be on that board. Do I have any other nominations? Councillor Mann? Councillor Butler? So we've got point two there. The council delegate the advisory board to establish the terms of reference and subsequent meetings be scheduled accordingly to align with councillor's quarterly budget review. So those recommendations there, I'll put them all up.
Just that, note that, who are the names of councillors to?
No, sorry, I was trying to fix the recording. Do you want me to just change that?
Yes, no, just say that the councillors nominated for the board are.
Oh, okay.
Councillor Mann? Councillor Butler? And Councillor Batten?
Copy.
Move that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against carried. The gravel pit world is in the road to recovery program. And this is, we've just been caught and there's no real way out of it in regard to gravel costs and their impact on our various programs. So there's a recommendation there from Mrs Cole of increasing gravel world is to $2 a tonne, noting that the potential for less resheeting. Okay, thanks. Councillor Munford, do I have a second there? Councillor Walker? I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against carried. The proposed maintenance of Turawena Aerodrome by the Arthur Butler Aviation Museum. The council authorised the GM to negotiate an agreement with the museum for the maintenance of the open space of Turawena Aerodrome. And we do it for 1 year with an option for a further year.
How does it impact on their insurance, or will it impact on their insurance? Do they need to have their own public insurance?
3 years, Mr Mayor. Yes, they will. Our insurance will still cover it. But yeah, as in how we do with any other operator that works for council, we have insurance.
Thank you.
Right, I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? I declare it carried. We move now on to our various charging models for next year. The first one is the rate models. With a recommendation that we adopt that one that's been presented, which gives us a total rate income of just shy of $6 million.
Can I just ask a quick question through you, Mr Mayor, in relation to this? On page 14 of the report, for the 23, the rate peak has been set at 4.5 to 5.5% depending on the population factor. Is that a new thing, a population factor? Because I don't think I've ever read that anywhere before.
I think it did come in last year, Mr Mayor, but it is a new thing as far as rate pegging goes. Rate pegging was just across the board, but they've obviously, they did, the department did review the, or my part did review the rate pegging and looking to make it more equitable, so I assume that's come out of that.
Mr. Mayor, can I just make a query, just following on from 22-23, the rate, which is, seems to be a little error there, the rate peg has been set between 4.5 and 5.5, depending on the population factor. The rate peg for Woolgandra has been set at 4.5,
I think.
No, that's true.
Came about. Last year they had this ridiculous level of about 0.7 or something. The local government minister gave us the opportunity to apply for an increased rate up to 4.5, whatever it was. And Gill and 85 other councils made application for that. And yeah, through the minister, and they were approved at that 4.5 instead of 0.87.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it couldn't be the rate peg for Gulganda has been set at the lower rate of 4.5.
That's correct.
It might be a better thing to have there instead of the rate that's set at the lower rate, the lowest rate of the recommendation.
Does the legislation say that where a category of council can go at 4.5 and others can go at 5.5?
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah.
Basically, there was the option there at one stage, but I think
So should the recommendations through you, Mr. Mayor, actually refer to the council adopt the lower rate model of 4.5% as presented for the 23-24
Just to clarify there, council doesn't have any choice in increasing above 4.5%. 4.5% is the rate peak for Gulganda.
Based
on population.
We could set it lower than that.
The council can choose not to increase its rates. It can choose to increase its rates by any percentage up to 4.5%. But the rate peg does not allow council to set anything above 4.5 without applying for a special variation to the government. So that's the 5.5% refers to obviously those councils that have been deemed to be in a different category due to what is called population factor. So this council doesn't have a choice to move above 4.5%.
No, and the recommendation is as it should be.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
No.
If council wishes to apply the whole 4.5% rate peg, so the council's got the choice of below but not above 4.5% without applying for special area.
Yeah. Thank you. Mr. Vicar, the second part of that we include a resolution to adopt the maximum interest rate set by the Minister for Local Government. Otherwise, we haven't got a resolution to do that.
Interest rate.
Does that require a resolution?
Yeah.
Isn't
it?
It's
very important, Mr. Mayor.
It's stated there what you're. Council, 4.5%.
Well, 4.5%, but this is the interest rate.
Yeah.
Overdue rates to be charged.
Council adopt.
We're just going a bit quick here for back that council adopt.
I'm just waiting
rate
on the final because you guys are going backwards and forwards.
Now you want two, yeah.
So the number one would be council adopt the rate model as presented for the two as it is there.
Yeah.
20, including which includes an increase of 4.5%. In line with rate pegging.
Right.
Number two would be that the interest rate for 2024-25 be charged at the maximum interest rate set by the Minister for Local Government.
At the interest rate will be set.
What? Maximum interest rate set by the Minister for Local Government. Which is yet to be determined.
By.
That should be on the table to
Minister of Local Government.
Minister of Local
Government. Yeah. Which is yet to be determined. So last year council chose to set the maximum rate, which was 9%. This year you'd be choosing, if you went with that motion, you'd be choosing to set it at the maximum allowable rate, and that rate hasn't been yet determined by the Minister of Local Government. So between now and 30th of June, the Minister will make an announcement that the allowable interest rate for next year is, currently it is 9%.
Point two needs to refer to overdue rates.
Yeah.
Stop the ambiguity.
Yes, at the interest rate on overdue rates.
Thank you.
Right, Simon, who's moving that?
I'm going to do that.
Councillor Mann, Councillor Walker. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. The water supply charges would be according to. What did we do before? 5%?
Yeah, 5%. Three, Mr. Mayor. But council's been for some years increasing water charges by 5% to allow for future, particularly future capital works and the replacement of the water treatment plan in due time. And that increase is based on best practice pricing.
On page 18, the recommendation that we adopt that charging structure for 2024-2025.
I'd like to.
Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Second, Councillor Mudford. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Charging for the Tiruana water supply. There's six charges that we put out there.
I notice, Mr. Mayor, that the report says that the above charging structure represents 5% increase for both access and usage charges and would raise an additional $76.
Heavens that.
True, we're contributing constructively to the council budget. I'll move that recommendation.
I'm sure you would be. Councillor Lockwood, do we have a second? Councillor Bunker. Put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Sewer charging. I think you're still on the billy out there to say Tiruana sewer charging.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The proposal is to increase sewer by 7% in line with previous years, and that is again that in addition to CPI or rate peg is in line with our major project to replace our or upgrade our sewer treatment works in the next couple of years.
Look forward to that happening with bated breath. Mm. And the recommendation on page 22, Councillor Mann, Councillor Pearce. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
It is carried. Stormwater charge, and it's a set rate that's been for 25 years. For $25. And the recommendation on page 24. Councillor Bunter, Councillor
Lachlan.
I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. And waste management charge for 24-25. Page 30. The proposed charging structure and the revenue policy. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Walker, Councillor Babbage. No questions, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. Meeting with the sporting groups. That's a very interesting meeting. Much more effective.
Yeah.
Than what we used to have come forward from sports council. Just from that report, but down there you can.
Oh, through you, Mr. Mayor, it was very well attended. Beach Club did have a significant input into the night. So, yeah, yes, I could say to you from that point of view, it was. Beach Club took the opportunity to both thank council for what we were doing with the facilities, but also raise any issues or any suggestions or concerns. They're listed there. I don't think there's too many surprises to council in the issues or the suggestions. And we have also flagged with the group that was there that just what was proposed in capital works coming up at the various facilities. And I guess a couple of key points there were the issues around to our probably a very old building in the youth club, and the issues around the basketball courts and the roof and the leaks and things like that. And the other one was the pool. The swim club was concerned about just where we're heading with that. So there's no surprise in either of those two. McGrain Oval there was a lot of thank yous for the way that it's being prepared and presented. A couple of issues there that were identified were around, and it was acknowledged by all groups that it's a juggling act between heavy outfills and good surfaces for winter sports, you know, between cricket and the league and the union. So that one, they all acknowledged was a difficult one to ever come up with an answer to. I guess the one down there that was probably flagged, that hadn't been flagged completely, was the need for a new wicket area over in the foreseeable future. That wicket area itself has been there for some years now, and the opportunity to improve the actual wicket area, which I think most councils these days would purchase a drop-in area and then look after it from there, or purchase the soil. So that's...
Yeah, we did, I recall back in the early days of the Grain Oval master plan upgrades, there was some top dressing of the, certainly the turf wicket area. So that's only been in the last 8 years. Whether it needs to happen more frequently.
The pool, looking for a pool bank, was that the $10,000?
I did advise the clubs that were there, like the swim club, that the council had considered pool lengths in the past, and the discussion had been around whether they were effective at all and whether they were cost effective. The swim club feels that it would extend the season for them and provide a better facility for them. From a recreational point of view, I think the discussions that I've seen is around that once winter sports start, people don't tend to want to continue with recreational use of a pool, and that until it warms up again, they don't want to attend again. So it didn't have really any benefits with the warmth of the water to extending the season for recreational swimmers. It was the swim club that felt that could at least be considered again, but they did acknowledge that the other things that council had done with the timing and that sort of thing were good, but was raised by them again. So, yeah.
Okay, so the recommendation on page 36, that the meeting be noted, and the suggestions put forward, be considered for budget inclusion. Mover, Councillor Bunter, second by Councillor Walker. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. We now go to committee meeting for notation.
No, there's one more.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. The request to reduce fees for the Catholic Debaton Ball. There was $1,067 charged for the venue hire. Mr. Olson has let this one through to the keeper.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it's just presented it as a as it was presented to us by the Voice of Josephs.
I would like to move that recommendation.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
You're moving by council.
Well, it'll be reduced to. Do you think they should
be? Should be all or half? What's the council think?
Should be all.
No?
Well, I think if you reduce all of it, how do you fund it? And I think it's got to be funded out of the community projects top bucket.
So do you think 500 is a reasonable charge and all?
Because it is a money-making thing, isn't it?
Well, it was supposed to be. There's quite a few money-making organisations that use the hall.
Yeah, I'd be happy with
it. So you're moving reduction to $500?
Yeah.
Okay, it's moved by Councillor Peart. Do I have a second?
Okay.
Councillor Walker. Is there any further discussion on that? There will come the time when we have to have some serious discussions in regard to the hall and its maintenance and everything else. So I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? I declare it carried.
$500 or $500?
$500. That was Councillor Peart. And Councillor Walker. Now we'll go to the minutes for notation. And the first one was the interagency. Yeah, and they're finally getting them to show up on a regular basis. That's got a bit to do with the chair. The traffic committee, and I will draw your attention to the no stopping signs along the Mill Street side of some. What was it called? Len Kelly Drive. You can't drive through there sometimes without dodging vehicles. We need to get it arranged to, once we get the signage up, publicise it and put some sort of action in regard to it. There should be a recommendation there, shouldn't there?
Yeah,
let that be noted. Someone like to move that those committee meetings for notation be noted.
Just got one question, and it's only just popped into my head in regards to the traffic committee. But in a conversation that I had recently with the local police in regards to the Castlereagh Highway north of Curvin, there's been, I think there's been three fatalities in the same location in a 5-year period. Help me out now. It's right at the old woodshed. Spring Camp woodshed. Yeah. And that if at some point that I think that needs to be raised with RMS, that's all.
Well, there's an RMS representative who comes to the traffic committee.
Yeah.
And we can raise it with him.
Yeah, it was actually raised with me through the local police section.
There's been actually three accidents this year. One fatality.
Can you make a note of that, Darryl?
One in a cow, and the other one veered off the road.
Yeah.
Very lucky. Coming back from Canaan, the other one just hung on to it and ended up with Spring Camp.
Okay.
If you didn't see it, like it's all gone in half an hour and
carried
away.
Yes. We can do that. Someone like just move the those being noted? Yeah. Those reports, Councillor Babbage, Councillor Bunter. I'll put that all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carry. Now, reports for notation and information. On his matters outstanding from previous meeting. Reports for information and notation. There's the bank balances. The account balances. Which we've got a fair quid sitting in general fund. Money invested. Outstanding matters from previous meeting. Progress on that. Development applications. DA's outstanding. And the recommendation of those reports be noted on page 57. Thank you, Councillor Lockwood. Second, Councillor Pearce. Put that all in favour.
Aye.
It is carried. And we've got Category B correspondence. One was from the Garden Club. Seeing it's a bouquet this time.
Yeah.
Not a big one. The western region of the Cabinet is full. The House of Macquarie County Council minutes from the March meeting. And the State Emergency Service in regard to Chris Lowell's appointment as a local leader.
Did we start the meeting because we went straight into closed council? Did we do the confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting?
No, I was going to circle back to after Cat B.
Okay, we'll fix it now. Thank you for that. That's the pay that I'm looking for. On page 58, Category B correspondence been added.
Mm-hmm.
Put that all in favour.
Oh, hello.
Sorry, you didn't move in second. Councillor, he's throwing me right out.
Guys, I'm helping today.
Councillor Butter, Councillor Freeth. Put that all in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carry.
Thank you.
So at 4:45, I'll declare the meeting closed. No, I'm going to. If you keep warning me. You're moving that, Councillor Walker.
The confirmation minutes.
It's all your fault, yes.
Yeah. We can do it if you want.
Yeah, the second bar. Councillor Babbage, I'll put that all out in favour. Yes, carry. Yeah, I will close it. Yeah, I didn't even ask for declarations of interest.
I wouldn't have forgotten.
Right through. Councillor Freeth declared it.
Yeah, I've already got that.
Thanks, Councillor. 4:45, all over. Thank you very much.
Is that ladies and gentlemen in the meeting, please?
Yes.